Thank you.
Hello, Brandon?
Yes, this is him.
Hi, my name is Nadine Medina. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. We're halfway through the week, getting closer to Friday, right?
Yeah, I hear that.
Yes, sir. So, pleasure to meet you. I know that you've been speaking, it looks like, with Scott, my representative, and he's been going over the basics here of our program.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm just grabbing some notes that he sent over to me. Do you have any questions, though, regarding, like, the placement that we do or how this works?
So, it's basically like, I guess I'd pop up as an ad with a map or whatever and have my company's name, telephone number, and such, right?
Yes. So,
businesses or whatever.
Correct. So, when someone's on Google, right, and they're searching for any of your services using your specific keywords or keyword phrases, we make sure that your company comes up as an option there on the first page. So they will see your company name listed there, your number. Now, once they click on your phone number, they are calling you directly. So the placement that we do is right there in the local map section. That's where 90% of the searches start and stop are on the first page, right? So,
and would yours pop up like Google certified? Or Google guaranteed or whatever?
Oh, no, that's a different type of program. So I'll explain, like, the different components on Google. So the Google Guaranteed program, which is something that we do as well, those are guaranteed leads, right, that are coming directly to you. You're not sharing with anyone else, but they're calls, right? If you've ever used any type of a lead service program, I don't know. It looks like you're on HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, right?
Yeah, I tried them out, but they're like a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, okay. So you know how, like, with HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, you paid per lead whether it converted into a job or not, right? Even if it was outside of your service area, they still charged you.
Yeah, but then they would send that same client to multiple people. So
right.
Basically,
right. So the Google Guaranteed program doesn't work like that. What it is you're getting those leads are guaranteed leads for you. So the difference with it is that with the Google Guaranteed program, there has to be availability for your category there in your zip code. And then with that program, there's an application fee, right, that you would have to pay, a one-time application fee of $250, and you have to pass the background check. So part of the requirements for that program would be licensed, insured, and being able to pass the background check. Once you pass the background check, then you would pay the monthly service. Depending on your zip code, I could look it up. Are you licensed and insured by chance?
Yeah, I'm licensed, but I actually just cut my insurance company a couple weeks ago because we were going to be honest. Like, I was just kind of don't even see the point in being insured because I've never messed up in like 5 years. So, like, I've just been paying for nothing.
Man, what's your bread and butter? I mean, what's is it more of the lawn care maintenance? Okay.
Yeah, mostly that is the bread and butter. But, I mean, I do all sorts of stuff. You know, people ask me to cut down trees. I'll cut them down, clear land.
Okay.
Whatnot. It just depends on the job necessarily.
Right.
You know, some jobs require, like, city permits to cut down huge trees. So I don't cut down huge trees. But it's just lay mulch. I pretty much do almost everything.
Okay. And then, with the Google Guaranteed program, I mean, those are the requirements. What we were particularly calling you on was the local listing there on the first page of Google, which I'm sure you see all the time when you search, whether it's for a restaurant or a tire shop, right? You'll see that map that pops up. So that's what we were calling you in regards to that local listing. Because it became available today within our company for your category, what we are doing right now is we're calling through the area you know, my representatives like Scott to find us a business that's a good fit. So, you know, when I do a search for your company by name, I mean, I don't come across anything negative regarding your business. And in fact, Brandon, all I really came across was your home advisor, Angie's Leads listing. So, I mean, I feel you're a great candidate. I'm sure you provide a quality service. We could at least agree on that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Now, I was taking a look. Have you started a Facebook page or do you use Facebook?
I have an Instagram page.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then typically when we're talking about the areas that you service, all of Charleston County, little bit of Dorchester and Berkeley. So if I take a look, roughly, I think that would be about what? Maybe about a 50-mile radius is what you try to keep it, or a little closer in?
Yeah, probably closer than that. Hold on. Let me see.
Okay. Yeah, if I look from where you're currently at, Johns Island, I mean, that's like about 12 miles to Charleston. Okay, so yeah, you're a little closer than that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to depend on the job as well. So probably like about maybe 30 miles, give or take.
Give me
roughly
one
around
second.
There.
I'm
okay.
Trying to find my map.
Yeah, if I take Johns Island to Berkeley, it's like about 37 miles is what I see.
So, yeah, the furthest I probably got is like 30-40.
30-40. Okay. Okay. Do you have a personal Facebook page? I mean, do you use Facebook? I know you have Instagram for the business you mentioned.
Yeah, I have a personal Facebook page.
Okay.
But I don't really use it that much. I've been thinking about adding a Facebook page, but I just get so much word of mouth that I don't.
Okay.
I've never really thought about having like two pages up, you know.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I ask is because there are two options for you. Okay. When it comes to the local map section there on the first page of Google, it's going to pin verify you in your zip code, and it will target about a 15, sometimes up to a 20-mile radius, okay? Now, for us to target a little further than that, I would recommend you could do one of two things, either Google Ads or Facebook Ads. I would recommend going with the Facebook Ads. So the package that I think, you know, would be the most beneficial for you, and I'll present both, would be going with our Google and Facebook marketing, okay? You've been in business for 5 years, so I, in fact, can apply an established business discount for you. So it would bring your...
I've been in business for 5, but I've been licensed probably for 3 now.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, then,
I used to just cut grass, and I didn't really, like... I've been official, and I had a lot of clients and stuff, but then I realized I needed to start paying taxes and stuff.
Yeah. So, officially, if we talk about when you got your license, you said 2 years or 3?
It's 3.
3, okay. But you've been doing this experience, we would say 5, right? In the industry.
If you talk about experience, I've been doing this since... Because I used to install irrigation systems when I was in, like, high school.
Oh, wow.
For a company. So, yeah.
Okay.
I've been doing this
for
like,
quite some time.
Over 10 years. Well, at least something to do with lawn care, lawn service.
Well, so with that being said, I would then offer you our new in business rate based off of when you got your licensing. Okay. So with the new in business rate, you would be looking at a flat rate of $249 a month. That's going to list you on the first page of Google in the local map section. We're going to create content for you on Bing. In addition to that, since you have your personal Facebook page, we will create your business one through your personal one. So this way you still have access. And we're going to run Facebook ads. So if someone's on Facebook and they're searching for your services, they're within your area, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear on their desktop as well as on their mobile device. It's going to help you reach a larger clientele base, and we make it unique where we could target by either interest, income level, or by location. Okay? Now, we'll also list you on other popular directories that are within your area. Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. And I will include a website for you as well that is Google compliant and mobile friendly. I'm sure you might have some pictures of some of the work that you've done, and we want to showcase those photos. Okay?
We'll
write a bio. And that's okay. I mean, but at least give them an idea, right? We'll write a bio about your business, and we'll make sure that that website is also attached to where we're listing your company so that when they click on it, they get to learn more about your company and see the quality work that you do. Okay? We as well include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll give you that exposure on mobile devices. Now, that would include iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So pretty much covering all of your bases. Okay?
Gotcha.
The other option, aside from this package, would be going with our local only. Now, the local only package includes everything that's included in the Google and Facebook marketing. The only thing that it will not include is the Facebook ads. And it's only going to get you found within your zip code in about a 15-mile radius. If you went with that package, then you would be looking at $199 a month.
Versus $250, so it's an extra $50 for the Facebook ads.
For the Facebook ads, yeah. And with the Facebook ads, keep in mind, I mean, you're going to be able to target, even if you wanted to, up to a 50-mile radius. You could target 30 miles. You could target specific areas.
But on the Google search ad, I would only be like 15.
About 15, sometimes maybe 20, depending on the area.
Is there no way to make that bigger?
No, not with the local only package. Yeah, we wouldn't be able to because, and that's why I want to be transparent. When you're talking the local map, it's really only going to get you there. So that's why when you want to cover outside of what we call your local area, then you either want to do the Facebook ads or the Google ads. Google ads is a lot more expensive. And quite honestly, you would get a better return on the Facebook ads. Because the conversion rate on the Facebook ads is about a 9% conversion rate across all industries. Compared to the Google ads, you're looking at 4%. I mean, the Facebook ads is almost double in the conversion rate.
Okay.
Which one are you most comfortable with?
Well, you said that Google, so you have the one at 250 with the Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And then 200 without the Facebook.
Without the Facebook ads, correct. We'll still create you a business Facebook page, but we won't be running ads on Facebook.
Okay, but just to be running ads on Google?
The ads, for us to run ads on Google, for that package, it would run you $449 a month.
Okay.
That one would include the Google ads. Yeah, it's a lot more.
Google ads.
Yeah, Google ads. With the Google ads, it would be $449 a month. However,
uh-huh.
Google ads, you can target specific zip codes. You could target by county. You could target by mile radius. I mean, you can go as far as 100 miles with the Google ads. I would never recommend going that far, you know. But,
right.
But, you know, those are your options.
Okay. And so the basic 200 package, that gives me my business on the...
In the local map section on the first page of Google. Uh-huh. And we can actually use between 17 to 20 keyword phrases in the local map section. With the Google ads, you can, I believe it's up to 50 keywords and keyword phrases.
And so you... For the 200 one, you make the Facebook page, the business page.
Yeah, yeah, we'll still,
and,
with the $199, you'll get the first page placement on Google. We're also going to create that content for you on Bing. We'll also create your business Facebook page, but we will not run Facebook ads. Okay, this is for the local package. We'll also list you on Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, and we'll also still include the website for you that we'll build, host, and maintain. We'll include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll give you that exposure on the mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. That would be for the local-only package at $199 a month. The Google and Facebook marketing includes everything that's included in the local only, but it will also include Facebook ads at $249 a month. So it's a $50 difference.
Okay. And for the Google ads, it adds all of that together plus Google ads?
Well, for the Google ads, it would be $4.49 a month, and it will, instead of the Facebook ads included, it would include just the Google ads and everything that's included in the local listing. We offer a package. Yeah, we wouldn't do the Facebook ads. We would do the Google ads. So with those three packages, okay, just so you know, those packages come with a 2-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly, okay? If you wanted a package that includes both the Google ads and the Facebook ads, then you would be looking at $549 a month, okay? But that package, it's our VIP package, and that package comes with a 4-month verbal commitment, okay? You could always start, just so you know, you could start with either the Facebook and Google marketing. You could start with any of those three packages that we talked about, the first three, and always upgrade at a later time. If you started with the one that has the Facebook ads, right, and say later on you want to upgrade to the one that also includes Google ads, you could do that at any time. Even if you started with a local-only package, you could upgrade to Facebook ads later or Google ads or to the one that includes both. You can do that at any time.
Okay. So I got all that written down. What was my next question? So, yeah, for the basic local map package, you said that's a 2-month. Verbal commitment.
2-month verbal commitment with the local only, with the Facebook and Google marketing one that has the Facebook ads. That's a 2-month verbal commitment. Okay. Or the one that just includes the Google ads, then that's a 2-month verbal commitment. The only one that's a 4-month verbal commitment is our VIP package, which includes Google and Facebook ads. That one's on a 4-month verbal commitment. I think I would recommend, to be honest with you, either going with the one that includes the Facebook ads or going with the local only package to start. That's what I would recommend.
Okay. And when you say on the first page, we're exactly on the first page, because, you know, the first page just goes the whole way.
Yeah. So when you're talking the different positions on Google, you have the Google Guaranteed, which are those ones that'll say Google Guaranteed on them. And then you have the ones right below that that'll say Google Ads, right? And then you have right below that, you have a map that appears with little red dots, and there's a list of businesses right below it. That's called the local map section on the first page. So we don't have a way of telling you, Brandon, that you're going to be number 3 or you'll be number 6. I mean, Google couldn't even give you that specific, okay? What we tell you is that you will be amongst those on the first page, okay? Because that's where 90% of the searches start and stop. Those are the businesses that are going to be called on the first page. So let's say someone's looking for lawn care, right? Let's say you want to also be found for mulching or any of your specific keywords and keyword phrases pertaining to your services is how they're going to find you. And those you can change at any time. You could update your keywords. You can run promotions. You could change any of your content. You're always going to have the assistance here of our account management team. We have a team that's dedicated to assisting you with everything. If you want to be found for irrigation, we can do that as well. There's just a number of keywords that you can be listed for, as long as they pertain to your services.
Yeah. So when I look at it right now, it's like funny because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the other thing.
So like, for example, right, if I'm looking up lawn care there in Johns Island, the ones that I see right now appearing on that first page is I see Velasquez Landscaping and Irrigation, JL Lawn Care, Amazing Spaces Unlimited, 843 Landscaping, Hernandez Tree Service and Landscaping, All Seasons Mulch Market and Landscape Supplies, Bell's Landscaping Charleston, right? I don't know if you're familiar with any of these companies. You might be familiar with some of them. So this is where we're going to be listing you at, okay? This is where 90% of those searches are being done daily, right there in your area.
So,
you're going to be there.
When I look it up, it shows like Crescent Moon, Charleston Plant Works, Riverside, Yellowstone, Carib, Curb, Porter Hayes, Sunnyside, Henry, Austin's Curb, and Pier. See that? On mine, it goes, well, if it's the one I'm thinking of, because it's like when you type it up, it goes use precise location, and then it pops up like little dots. And,
right. So it, what happens is, depending on what device you're using, right, it's going to, like if you're within the zip code, it's going to pull, it's going to recognize where your location is, and it's going to pull whoever's close to you. So that's how Google works, right? Depending on where they're searching from, it's going to pull, and that's why you'll have different searches. So depending on where they're searching from and what keyword phrase they're using is what's going to determine on who's coming up on the first page. So like if I did it by the zip code of 29455, I see True Green Lawn Care, I see Simply Green Landscaping, Velasquez Landscaping, JL Lawn Care, Amazing Spaces Unlimited, 843 Landscaping.
Okay.
See how it changes?
I see what you're saying. It only does like a 15, 20 mile radius. So, I got you.
Does that make sense now?
My next question is, and sorry for, I'm always like this. So when I look at them, it lists probably like 10 or.
Depending on the area, right? In rural areas, you're going to find some that only have like 6, right? Depending on the area, it can be between 10 to 12, right, that are listed on the first page.
And then they relist it and they keep relisting the same companies, I guess?
Well, it's not that they keep relisting them. It's because, like, this particular search I did for lawn care, right? Let's say I did for landscaping, okay? If I did for landscaping, now I see Simple Green, I see All Seasons Mulch, I see Velasquez, Brown's Wood Nursery, I see Site One Hardscape Center, Coastal Landscape, Reliable, Efficient, Affordable Landscapes, Live Oak Landscapers. So do you see how it changes the search?
Yeah.
So depending on what those companies are using for their keywords and keyword phrases is what's going to determine on how they're appearing on that first page. So that's why I was mentioning what we use is specific keywords and keyword phrases to make sure that you're being found at that moment when they are doing those searches. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So how many keywords can you have?
So for the local listing, you can use between 17 to 20 keywords. With the Google ads, up to 50.
17 to 20.
Keywords. Uh-huh.
Keywords of regular package.
Yeah, for the local only. Now, with the Google ads, you can use up to 50.
Okay.
Okay. And what we really focus on, Brandon, is the keywords that are like, you know, the most profitable for you, right? And you can change them at any time.
Well, I guess it would be the most typed word, right?
Right. And that's something that's conducted even in your client interview when you speak with one of our techs. They go over the keywords and keyword phrases with you. They'll let you know which ones are the most searchable, right?
Yeah. Okay. And y'all don't make the website, right?
Yes, we do.
The
website is included.
Y'all make a website?
Yes, we will create you a website that is Google compliant, mobile friendly. The website that we create, we add photos. We can create you a business logo. It's all inclusive. We list your services, the areas you service, your hours of operation, even the forms of payments that you accept. And then that website will make sure that it's attached where we're listing your business. So that way when they click on it, they can, you know, get to learn more about your business and really see the quality work that you do. Okay?
Okay. Honestly, add. Okay. And, whatchamacallit. And you said you want companies with insurance?
No, it's not a requirement. The requirements is when you're doing a Google guaranteed program, that one's requiring the licensing, the insurance. For the local listing or even for Google ads, it's not required. It's when you're doing the Google guaranteed program, because with that type of a program, Google is guaranteeing leads to you. And so with that program, that's their requirement for that specific program, that you be licensed and insured, because they do a background check with the Google guarantee. With what we're calling you, no, not on these ones, no.
Okay, because I had insurance, but, I mean, I've been paying it for years, and I never used it, and I just kind of saw it as a waste.
Because
at the end of the day, all they are is a company that hires lawyers, basically.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, I just figured me knowing lawyers, I could just have a friend to look at something more if I need something fixed, you know. But no, I've been running into problems with contracts I have with HOAs now since I've been
uh-huh.
an insurance company. And so I might eventually probably have to have it back on in the next couple weeks, but that's why I was just asking that.
Yeah, no, it's good to ask questions.
Yeah, I got all the info written down. I'm on lunch right now. Is this something I could call you about later in the evening or tomorrow or anything?
I mean, you can. It is my job to let you know, and I'll always be very transparent with you. Right now, we are calling through the area because the position just opened up this morning. So, you know, my representatives are calling through the area because we are looking for just that one business, right, to fill the position. And the reason that we call it exclusive, Brandon, is because we want to ensure that the company that we're working with is getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to them directly. So if we were to begin working with you on that first page of Google and Bing, what we're going to do is close it out. And again, it's to ensure that you're getting the maximum amount of calls and exposure, right? If we worked with you and your competitors, it's like as if we're working against ourselves. So there's nothing exclusive in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we were reaching out to you today. I mean, right now, you're the first qualified candidate, but again, my representatives are still calling because if there is a chance that you decide, you know, I'm not ready or whatever the case may be, I mean, we still got to get the position filled. If you don't mind me asking, is there anything like in particular that, you know, might hold you back? You know, the price, the program itself?
No, I like how everything sounds. I like talking to someone that's not from dang India.
Right, I get it. Yeah, I hear that quite often.
That's the number one.
I get that. You speak English.
Yeah, I guess that would be the number one thing I'd want, is that I'd be able to talk to someone like you or like the dude I spoke to before who,
yeah,
I guess good at the job and I can talk to without.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we're located. Yeah, we do everything in-house, Brandon. We don't outsource anything. We're located, in fact, just so you know, we're in Costa Mesa, California. It's where you're going to find the majority of the SEO,
heck,
you know, channel
yeah.
partners, right, to Google. In fact, we've been in business for 17 years. So when, when we work with companies, you know, we have, as I was mentioning to you, I'm what's considered like the lead on the account, right? When a representative of mine finds us, you know, a qualified candidate like you, they're patched over to me, and my job is to ensure that not only is it going to be a good fit for our company, but also a good fit for the business as well, for yourself. And then we go over pricing and which package, you know, is going to be the most beneficial for you, based off of your needs, right? And so from there, I create the accounts, and then you would be working with one of our technicians. Like I said, it's all in-house. We set up what's called a client interview. You'll speak with the tech about, you know, whether you're, if you're doing Facebook or Google Ads, they'll talk to you about that. They'll talk to you about your keywords, the website, the content that we're going to be creating, okay, for your business. So that's where I like to say the magic happens. Anytime that you have questions, you have changes, modifications, concerns regarding your account, you would contact our customer service department, because it's a team that's dedicated to your account. We're maintaining it. We're managing it. And to ensure that, you know, you stick with us on a monthly basis, right? As long as you're successful with our program, we know that's going to equal our success just as well. So, and like I said, everything is in-house.
Well, that's good. So I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah, as long as I can call and talk to like somebody, like you said, cause that's just the only thing I've had problem with ads. And well, obviously Angie Leads just was like a total scam at the end of the day.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear it quite often, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it'd be beneficial if you're looking for certain jobs, like big-time jobs, but, like, if you're talking about little jobs, like, I mean, just the fact that they could give one person that's looking for work to, like, who knows how many people, you know, that's like creating money out of thin air, you know?
No, it is, and it's unfortunate because what they're doing is, you know, and I was just speaking to a gentleman yesterday evening. He's in Texas, and he does concrete foundation, driveways, you know. And he was telling me, he's like, you know, I'm getting these leads, and when I call him, like, I literally get the lead, and as soon as I get it, I call him. And they're like, oh, I already got somebody. And I'm like, how did you get someone if I just got the lead?
Just
well, he wasn't
lead,
aware.
Yeah.
And he wasn't aware that it was being shared, you know, with like three or four other businesses, right? And he's like, I don't even, I barely call him as soon as I get it, you know, and to find out that they already found someone, he's like, and then I realized, you know, oh my gosh, these leads, like three or four other businesses are getting them, and all of you are paying for the same lead, whether it converts into a job or not.
Yeah, so it's just, oh, yeah. Totally. That's why they're getting sued so much. They'll have to go under eventually.
Yeah. Well, they used to be just Home Advisor, then Angie's List took over, right? So now they're Home Advisor powered by Angie's Leads.
Yeah, somebody just dumped their trash on another front porch, you know. But, I mean, if y'all are ready to take a card, I'd like to get this going. But after I pay for it, I do got to go back and start working again. How long would it take, I guess, Vanessa, how long would it take to get everything up and running?
Great question. So when it comes to, so as far as like you're going to receive a PIN code, right, coming from Google in the mail, it'll look like a postcard. The PIN code is what's going to make you a red dot on the map, okay? So you'll get that within 6 to 10 days. They're going to mail it to you. When you get the PIN code, we need that PIN code as soon as you get it. Because that's how we're going to optimize your profile page and maintain it on the first page. Now, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed within all the popular directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, as I mentioned, are just a few of the directories, okay? There's several of them, but the most popular ones. We're also going to send you your login credentials so that you could start going into your client dashboard and tracking your results, seeing how many calls you're receiving, the location of the search, all of that. View your listing.
And how would I do that? I would do that with the code you're sending me, I guess.
Well, we'll provide you a link with a username and a password. So that way you could start logging in to track your results. Okay? So you'll get your login credentials. No, that'll come, the login credentials will come through an email. We'll email you your login credentials. The PIN code from Google is mailed. That's how Google sends it. Google will mail you your PIN code, and you'll get that within 6 to 10 days by mail, okay? 5 to 7 days, we're going to email you your login credentials to start logging in through your client dashboard so you could start tracking your results with our program, and then you'll be listed within the directories. Now, if you were doing the Facebook ads or the Google ads, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days. Those go live. And your website will be completed within 7 to 14 days. We'll email it to you so that you can review it. Let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay? Now, in our terms and conditions, it does state that for the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. Remember, 6 to 10 of those days, you're waiting for that PIN code. So that's why I stress that when you get that PIN code, you provide it to us ASAP, okay?
30 to 45 days
for the first page placement in the local map. I will tell you, Brandon, that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have at times seen where it's happened sooner. So that's why I really stress that when you get that PIN code, you provide it to us as soon as possible, okay? Now, as these things are being completed and the steps are being processed and you're live in the Facebook or in the Google ads, if you went with one of those packages, once you're live in the local listing, live in the directories, we're going to be sending you notifications as these things are being completed, okay? So this way you're aware of the work that we're doing. We spend like over, I would say, 100 hours creating your profiles, submitting. So we're definitely doing the work behind the scenes, just so you know. And that's why we keep you notified, okay? So which package did you want to start with?
So one last question. Does that 14 days, is that included in the 2 months? I guess it would be, right?
Yeah, so the 2 month verbal commitment, the reason that we do that is because it is a process to get on Google, right? There's a lot of companies out there, Brandon. It takes them 6 months to get you on the first page. We don't want you to leave before the magic happens, is what we're saying. So we ask for the 2 month verbal commitment, but you don't pay the 2 months up front. So to give you an example, right? If you went with the, let's just say you go with the local only package, you would pay the $199 today. Your next payment is not until July 15th. That's when you pay $199 again. After that, it just continues month to month. Okay, the price will never change on you for as long as you're with us. Even if Google raises the prices on us, the price will remain the same. Okay, the only time it'll change on you is if you decide, you know what, I started with the local, but now I want to upgrade. Okay, that's when your price would change. Okay, is when you upgrade. Other than that, we're not going to change it on you, okay? You just continue to go monthly. If at any time, once you've completed your two-month verbal agreement, you decide you want to put it on pause, like you want to put it on hold, let's say, you know, you decide you want to discontinue services, you just call us 3 days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges, okay? That's all we ask. No cancellation fee. We want to earn your business month in and month out. Okay.
Okay. And how many, I guess, How many leads you say on average do y'all give out?
Well, if I'm doing a search right now for lawn care, if I put in that keyword phrase, now that could be someone looking for mulching. It could be someone, you know, looking for mowing, maintaining, maintenance, whatever the case is under the landscaping category, right, for lawn care. What it does show me in your area, and this, keep in mind, was in the last 30 days, okay? There was 1,213 searches that were done in the last 30 days, okay, for lawn care. And that could be if they were looking for, you know, a landscaper, you know, mowing, trimming, okay, because it falls under the lawn care category, right?
Yeah.
So with that amount of searches, I mean, in the last 30 days, I'm not saying that that would be phone calls, okay, they're searches. But if you were, Brandon, let's say if you capitalized even on 10% of those searches that they were phone calls for you, I mean, there's no doubt that you're gonna land some jobs. I think it's once you have them on the phone, you know, you're pretty good at selling your services, right? But you gotta be an option there on the first page. So, I mean, in the first month, Brandon, I could tell you the first month you're gonna get some calls, but keep in mind a lot of it is the programming, right? It's in that second month when I would say that you're really going to feel this program. But again, we're doing everything possible to make sure that you're being found and so that you're starting to get calls as quickly as possible. So we are working diligently. But it's important for you to know the realistic timeline, right?
Yeah. And the website will be up in, what, 6-7 days?
It'll be up within 7 to 14 days. In fact, we'll send it to you first, so this way you can take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay?
Okay, so do I get to choose the URL code or whatever?
When you mean the URL address, like the domain?
Yeah.
So when you have your client interview, they will actually let you know what domains are available. And then you could choose the one that you prefer.
Okay.
So we try to choose a domain that's closest to your business name. That's most relevant.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Okay. So which package do you want to go with?
The website's included in the 200 package, right?
Yes, correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll do the verbal commitment for the 2 months on that.
Okay, you want to start with the local only?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the best email address for you, Brandon?
Grasscuttersofcharleston@yahoo. Actually, it's... 1 second. It's grasscuttersofchs@yahoo.com, not of Charleston. I don't know why.
Okay. Okay, so grasscuttersofc@yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to send you two emails. The first email is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to show you that it's a local-only package at the $199 a month, okay? And then it's going to include everything that I mentioned that's included in the program. I also put an example of a website. Keep in mind it's for an electrician, but it at least gives you an idea of the layout of it, okay? So let me send you that. And both emails are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The second email that I'm sending you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What it does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So this way you can get familiar with how the reports will look. Okay. Now, I'm also sending you three text messages to your phone. The first text message that I've sent to you, it has my contact information. Although I was considered the lead on the account, I always like to provide my contact information. The second text that I'm sending to you, Brandon, it's going to have the number to our customer support. anytime that you have an update, change, question, concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. Okay? We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, and for you, it would be 10 to 7. Okay?
Okay.
The next text that I'm sending is a link to a YouTube video that is about 6 minutes long. When you have time, I recommend that you watch that video. It's going to actually walk you through on how you log in to view your reports. Okay? It's nothing too complicated. It's real simple, but I still want you to get familiar with it. All right?
Okay.
Okay. And Brandon, do you spell your name just for the account purpose? B as in boy, R-A-N, D as in David, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy. Brandon, is that how you spell it?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your last name, Brandon?
Keith, K-E-I-T-H.
Okay. And the number for us to contact you on as well as customers, is that going to be the 843-406-5172?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Now, the company name, the way it should read is Grass Cutters of Charleston. Is that how you want it to read on the first page?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what address are we going to have Google send out that PIN code to?
3783.
Uh-huh.
Greenland Road.
Okay.
G-R-E-E-N-L-A-N-D.
Okay. And that's Johns Island.
Yes, sir.
It shows me the zip code's coming up as 29455. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is that a house, a condo, or anything like that? No unit number or anything? Just a physical address?
It's a house.
Okay, and I'm assuming that that's where you live because we're going to hide the address. We don't want it to appear on Google.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using today, Brandon, for the payment of $199, is that in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
You said what now?
The card that you're using for the payment for the $199? Okay. How does the name read on the card?
Brandon C. Keith.
C as in Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You mean the numbers on the back, or do you mean like the...
So the card that you're using to make the payment, does it read your name as Brandon C. Keith?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it also have the business name on the card? Or just your name?
It's actually got the old business name on it because I've never even changed cards.
Oh, that's okay. What's the business name? How does it read on there?
I changed the name of the business on the bank.
Oh, okay. But how does the business read on the card?
I got the new card that I haven't.
Okay. Whichever card you're going to use, I just need to know exactly what's the name on the card, because when we try to process the payment, if it's not correct, it'll kick it back.
Okay. Well, it's got Green Grass Movers on it. G-R-E-E-N-E.
Uh-huh.
And then Grass.
And then Movers.
Mover.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same billing address as your PIN code where it's going to be sent to?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4,000.
Uh-huh.
2,300.
Okay.
7082.
Okay.
7444.
Okay. You said 4,000, 2,300, 7082, 7444, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Expiration month and year?
0825.
08 of the year 25. And what's the CVV on the back?
354. Yes.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Brandon, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. The reason is because I do have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. And what it's going to do is going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, just do me a favor and stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure, Brandon, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Grass Cutters of Charleston.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Keith, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
So let me explain what this means, okay? We're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know so that we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Maybe.
Well, it would either be yes or no. So let me give you an example, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you decide you want to start, you want to pay Yelp to be on Yelp. You call us and you say, hey, I'm thinking of signing up on Yelp. We're going to reference it and we're going to tell you we've already created a listing for you on Yelp. There's no need for you to spend money with them if we've already created you a listing. Does that make sense now?
Yeah.
So that's all we're asking is that you just call us and say, hey, I'm going to be doing this online marketing. And if it's already something that's included in our package, we're going to let you know we've already included that. There's no need for you to spend more money if we're already servicing that. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is June 15th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $199. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be July 15th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $199. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the discounted amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to update the package and then I'm going to process the payment. I also want to schedule your client interview. The client interview, we're going to block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer, Brandon. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule look for today? Because I do want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you.
Probably like around 6.
Perfect, because I have an appointment. I actually have an appointment available. The latest one would be 6 to 7. Would that time work for you? Okay.
Well, actually, hang on, I'm trying to think.
You let me know.
So, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So the latest appointment I have, and any time that I give you, it's going to be at your time. I have 6 to 7. I also have 5 to 6, and then I have 4 to 5.
Let's do 5 to 6.
5 to 6? Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to be sending
Actually, let's do 4 to 5. 4 to 5?
4 to 5? Okay. Not a problem.
That'll work.
Okay.
And then what number do I call if I need support or whatever to talk to somebody?
Did you get the text messages that came through? It's going to be 877-635-6225. That's the customer support. Okay? So that would be the number that you would call if you have any changes, questions, or concerns regarding your account.
Okay.
Okay. Now, your receipt, we send it to both your email as well as to your text messages. And you did get the 3 text messages that I sent you earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm sending you an email for your calendar invite. Okay? They're going to call you today between 4 and 5 o'clock. They're going to call you from an 877 number. Make sure you answer all calls within that hour. And they'll call you a couple of times before they reschedule it. This is a very important appointment because from this appointment, we're getting the work done, okay? Now, you're also going to receive a reminder, okay, for your calendar invite an hour before just to remind you that it's coming up. Now, I'm going to just jot down a couple of notes. So I'm listing lawn care. What are some other services that you want me to notate on here? They're going to go over more in detail with you, but I want to at least give them an idea so they know where to start.
Lawn care, landscaping.
What about mulching?
Mulching, pine straw.
Pine straw trimming as well?
Trimming, yeah. So is it like, I'm trying to think, landscaping, renovation? No, I don't.
Renovation. You don't want to list.
Well, I do them, but it's like a pain in the butt. And it really, it costs a lot of money for materials, so I try not to do too many of them.
Okay.
And if I do,
What about lawn maintenance?
Yeah, lawn maintenance, lawn care,
okay.
Grass cutting,
okay.
Put as a keyword, what else would they search? Grass cutting.
And this is a really good start. So when you have your client interview today, they're going to go over more in detail. So if there's any additional ones you want to add or you want to change some, you can conduct that in the client interview. I just kind of wanted to give them a general idea. Do you want me to put for both residential and commercial or just residential for now?
Put both.
Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Like what days?
Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh.
You could stay from 7 to 5.
Okay. What about weekends? Are you closed on the weekends?
I can answer the phone, but I just don't.
Okay.
I can answer the phone whenever. I just don't. When I'm